From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A sixth consecutive election victory for Antigua's Labour Party. A report in British school cites institutional racism for inadequate progress by some Caribbean and ethnic minorities. And a fresh call for West Indies cricket coach and manager to resign. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We have a track record over the last 5 years that is patent and clear that we have the capacity, and the people feel we have the capacity, to be able to continue the development of this country.
Prime Minister Lester Byrd speaking earlier today after being re-elected to office. His Antigua Labour Party won Tuesday's general election with an increased majority. The ALP, which has held power in the country for all but the period between 1971 and 1976, gained two seats and lost one for a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Mr. Byrd's Labour Party now holds 12 of the 17 seats in the House of Representatives, the opposition United Progressive Party 4 and the Barbuda People's Movement 1. We'll hear from the Prime Minister Byrd in a short while. First, Louis Daniel gives an overview of the election's results from St. John's.
ALP newcomer Sherfield Boyne staged the biggest upset in elections when he narrowly defeated United Progressive Party incumbent Wilmer Daniel